Well, Matthew chapter 5, hopefully you found your places. Let's all stand together for the reading of the Word of God tonight. Matthew in chapter number 5, in verse number 13. The Bible says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men." I don't want to be a good-for-nothing Christian. My daddy, I heard him say that. That old boy, he's good for nothing. He ain't worth the powder it'd take to blow him up. Well, that's pretty bad, isn't it? I don't want to be good for nothing, Christian. I would hope your preacher, if he had to describe you, he would say, "Oh my, we don't know what we'd do without them." Well, if they weren't here, boy, talk about a void. Man, we miss them. It says, verse 14, "You're the light of the world. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." But we ought to bring glory to the Lord. Amen. Everything I do, what I say, how I behave, the words I speak, the things I listen to, the clothes I wear, how I behave, ought to bring glory to God. Ought to be making Him look good. You know, parents, sometimes your kids make you look good. And there's times they don't make you look good. Boy, nothing's more proud than a parent or a grandparent whose grandchild or child makes them look good. Boy, they're proud of them, huh? Yeah, I got to meet your pastor's grandchild. I can't believe that he's a grandpa. And he's married to a grandma. And I met that little baby today. Oh, I'm telling you what, the center of attention, huh? Proud of that little kid. Yeah, you just mentioned that and, you know, Mrs. Ross, she pulls out that photo album. Boy's got all them pictures, huh? Hey, I want to show you them pictures of that grandchild. I hope that the Lord would be proud of us like that too, amen? Yes, sir. Yeah, that's for sure. That's about for prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray you'd help us to let our light shine. I pray, dear God, you'd work in hearts tonight, challenge us from your word, help us to be the light you'd have us to be. We ask this in your precious name, amen. You all can be seated. We sing that song, don't we? This little light of mine. In fact, the preacher was singing it this morning about this little light of mine. I like that song, "This Little Light of Mine." Sing that with me. "This the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This the light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Now, that's what we ought to want to do that. But see, the devil wants to put out our light. He wants to render us ineffective. He can't take you to hell, so he doesn't want you to have a testimony, a light that shines. I mean, Blessed Hope Baptist Church, going to be celebrating 35 years. But I want to tell you tonight, let your light shine. But the devil don't want your light to keep shining. He wants to put out your light. He'd like to see this church be destroyed. Huh? He'd like to see it just bust and split straight down the middle. Nothing would joy him any more than for something like that to happen. And so since Satan's trying to put out our light, and he says, boy, Jesus says, boy, we need to be like a light that's on a hill that people can see so they can see the way. Well, in order to keep our light lit, there's some things that we need to do, especially whenever that we got a devil trying to put him out. And so I need Brother Jonathan. Where's he at? Oh, there he is, Brother Jonathan. All right, come on up here. Brother Jonathan's going to help me tonight in this visual aid. He's going to represent the devil. Amen? Yeah, that's right. And so, I brought my same attire I used in Sunday school. Okay, so we're going to get him fixed up here for visual aid. Help you now. Brother Jonathan, this is not your superhero outfit, okay? Okay, you're not Batman. Are any of those characters, okay? And we got to set him off. Amen, right there. Now, doesn't he look a lot better? Yeah, we got the right one here. Now, what it is, the old devil, he wants to put out your light. Now, Satan comes and he tries to blow out your light. Boy, somebody gets and Satan comes and the devil comes and he tries to blow out your light. They got to get him tuned in here. What's going on? That's his signal and everything. He wants to come put it out, and that's... He's a bad boy, isn't he? Yeah.
That's just what the devil wants to do. So we need to implement some things in our lives to help you, especially when somebody gets saved, they're young in the Lord. Man, the devil don't want them to grow. The devil wants them to be defeated, okay? And so we've got to implement some things in our life to help us to keep our light lit. Take your Bibles and turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And in verse number 16, we see some imperative statements given to us by the Apostle Paul under the leadership of the Holy Spirit of God. I know you probably didn't realize that I knew those great English terms. An imperative statement. That's not a suggestion. That's a command. Amen? Huh? Yeah. It doesn't suggest it. You know, it just says, do it, okay? And it gives us some statements here. And so, look there, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse number 16. The Bible says, rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Preacher, you give me one of your men that's a rejoicer. They got the joy of the Lord. Who would that be? Brother Greg? Where's Brother Greg? Come on up here, Brother Greg. You're going to represent rejoice evermore. Bible says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So he's going to represent rejoice. What is he?
Rejoice.
Rejoice. That's right. Rejoice. We sing that song, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We're supposed to rejoice in the Lord. Now, what that's saying is, it says rejoice evermore. That means my joy is based on things that are eternal. Okay? My joy is built and based on things that don't change. And if you would have your joy based on, see, if your joy is based on the weather, if your joy is based on economy, if your joy is based on health, if your joy is based on the price of diesel fuel, Lord help, man, I'd be having a heart attack. You got a 150-gallon fuel tank, and every time you fill up about every 600-700 miles, it costs you over $400? Woo, you think you had it bad. Brother, man, I tell you what, I'm going to have to mortgage my kids, amen? Yeah, hey, but my joy is not based on that. My joy is not based on feelings. My joy is based on things that don't change. Hey, I want to tell you tonight, the Word of God doesn't change. Hey, my salvation doesn't change. Jesus doesn't change. Right? My joy. All right, so here we go. Get my light shining. Yes, indeed. I got some joy of the Lord up here. My joy is not based on circumstances. Yes, indeed, the joy of the Lord. And the devil comes and he tries to blow out my light, tries to render me ineffective. Yeah, but I'm rejoicing in the Lord. My joy doesn't change, that's for sure. I mean to tell you what, rejoice in the Lord always. It's blowing. What are y'all doing, dancing back there? What? Well, it stayed a little while longer. Let's add to that. It says, rejoice evermore. Verse number 17 says, pray without ceasing. Pray. Preacher, who you got? Give me a man that's if you was needing somebody to pray for you, somebody that's in tune with God, who would that be? Who's one? I know you might have one. Probably more than one, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure there's many. All right, you're going to represent these fellas that pray. And if you don't think he prays, use your imagination, okay? All right, here you go. All right, he's going to represent prayer, okay? What does he represent?
Pray.
And this is?
Rejoice.
Rejoice evermore. My joy is based on things that are eternal. Pray without ceasing. Hey, that doesn't mean you just walk around in a constant state of prayer and you can't even sleep at night because you're supposed to pray. No, that means pray without ceasing means you don't ever give up on prayer. Okay. Don't ever lose confidence that God would and could answer your prayers. Amen? Without losing that confidence, the Bible says in Luke 18:1 that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Don't ever give up. Don't ever throw in the towel on prayer. You've been praying for that wayward son. You've been praying for that special need. You've been praying for that health issue. Man, you just keep on praying and you keep on praying and keep on praying. My daddy was sick and was dying of a severe case of transverse myelitis. It was an infection, an inflammation in the spine. It was like somebody's flipping breakers in the panel box and just losing power to function and run his body. And he had a very severe case, wasn't responding to any medication. They sent him home to die. And you know what, though? We kept praying. We knew that God was in control and God was able and God answered our prayers by taking him home. But we just kept praying and kept praying and kept praying and kept praying. I kept praying. We were supposed to go to the Philippines on a mission trip. Well, I felt like the Lord wanted me to go. I've been over there several times. And I love going into public schools and preaching to those kids. And last time we went this last year. And I preached in over 26 schools, preaching 5 and 6 times a day. Man, we had 17,128 souls saved over there in the Philippines. It's just a miracle. We were going in schools and they'd shut down the entire school, bring them all, have a grand assembly. Many of them never hearing a simple plan of salvation before. They knew about Jesus. They knew about the Bible. They were just trying to work their way to heaven and didn't realize it was a free gift. And boy, we had a time. God blessed and God supplied the money for me to be able to go. Well, I knew that I wanted to go. I knew God wanted me to go. And it was past the deadline to go. And a preacher called me up. He said, "Brother Walker, you still want to go to the Philippines?" I said, "Man, do I?" And I kept praying and kept praying and kept praying. I said, "Lord, it's past the date. I didn't have money to be able to go. But Lord, I knew that God wanted me to go." And I prayed and prayed and prayed for weeks. I prayed about that. And sure enough, whenever he called and says, "Would you still like to go?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, you won't believe it." He said, "One of the men that took off work, now his work won't let him go. He loses his job if he goes. So we got a free ticket. You know anybody that'd like to go?" I said, "Man, I'd like to go." He says, "All it's going to cost you is $500. Do you have $500? "Well, what evangelist has got $500? I said, "No, but I'm sure we can get it." He said, "All right." Some folks in the background heard him talking and said, "Hey, tell him we'll give him half the money, $250. Man, the preacher said, "Hey, did you hear that? Man, some of my folks said they'd give you $250. I said, "Well, praise God." And then some other folks spoke up and says, "Hey, we'll take care of the other half." I said, "Woo, glory." I said, "I guess I'm going to the Philippines." Hey, man, God provided. Even when it seemed like it was too late, God just met that need. I'm glad that I kept praying. Amen. So come here, fellas. Get up here close to me. Yeah, there you go. I've added this to my life. I'm a rejoicing Christian now. And then I got some praying here. I'm learning how to pray. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Okay, I'm going to get my light lit. Yeah, I got the joy of the Lord. Oh, my joy is based on things that are eternal. I'm praying without ceasing. Yes, indeed, I got my light lit. And the devil comes to blow out my light. Wants to render me ineffective. Wants to take away my testimony, that's for sure. Wants to hold me back and everything. Y'all be careful on that Martin guitar now. I'm telling you, who? I lose my Christianity, lay my joy. Okay, and the devil comes. He tries to blow out my light. Well, we need to add something to that, don't we? It says in verse number 18, look there. "And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Preacher, you got somebody that's a thankful Christian. Give me a man that's thankful. God, he's grateful. Thankful. Jeffrey Reiser. Jeffrey Reiser. Where's Brother Jeffrey? Come on down here, Brother Jeffrey. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. K-Dub, I'm getting this off the platform. I've lost one guitar before, and I ain't losing that one. Amen. Yeah. All right. Giving thanks. Yes, indeed. Now, it says there in verse number 18, "And everything give thanks." Where's thankfulness? Right here. Come here. Thank you. Yeah, you can be thankful. Even though you don't think you got, you can be thankful. Be thankful you don't look like him. Amen. Be thankful. Okay, now, thankful. Now, I'm giving thanks. Now, that what that means is I'm having an attitude of gratitude in every situation. Bible says in Psalms 100, it says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." We're supposed to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We ought to be. God loves to hear our singing. He loves our praises. He loves us to be thankful. When's the last time you said, "Thank you, Lord"? When's the last time you said thank you for my mom and daddy? When's the last time you said thank you for Blessed Hope Baptist Church? Thank you for Pastor Ross. Thank you for, boy, the Lord wants us to be thankful, okay? See, even in every, it was hard to be thankful whenever my daddy was home dying. And I came off the road for about 3 months to take care of him. Now, that's hard to be thankful, but you know what? I could be thankful in that situation. I wasn't thankful when my daddy was sick. But I was thankful I had a daddy. I wasn't thankful that daddy wasn't responding to medication, but I was thankful that I had a lot of good memories. I was thankful my daddy was saved. I was thankful that I grew up with my daddy at home. Man, you know what? Hey, even in unthankful situations, you can still be thankful. You know, I might not be thankful for getting that flat tire. You might not be thankful for the financial stress to come your way. But you know what? You can be thankful that you got a good church. You've been thankful that you got a good wife. You can be thankful. Hey, we need to learn to have that attitude of gratitude. Amen. So I'm going to add some thankfulness here. Right here. And I'm going to add some. What's this?
Prayer.
Pray with. I'm not going to give up on praying. Don't ever give up. And then I'm going to add some rejoicing. My joy is going to be based on things that are eternal. Boy, you add that to your light. I tell you what, you're going to have some extra strength and reinforcements to be able to keep your light lit. That's for sure. I got my light lit. Now the devil comes to blow out my light. Yes, indeed, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Well, I won't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Won't let Satan blow it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And the devil tries to come and blow out my light.
And you're supposed to let him through.
And oh, wow. I tell you what, they're working up a sweat up here. Yeah. It's getting a little bit harder every time. Poor Brother Johnson's going to have a heart attack. Well, it says there, quench not the spirit. Preacher, you got a Holy Spirit-controlled fella here. Somebody that's...
No, but I got Randy Beller.
You got Brother Andy. Okay. All right, good. Brother Andy, come on down. Yes, indeed. All right. Brother Andy, come here, Brother Randy. Right over here. Brother Andy's going to represent that spirit-controlled Christian, okay? Now, this is rejoice, and this is pray without ceasing, and this is thankfulness, and this is spirit-controlled. This is spooky, okay? No, okay? This spirit-controlled Christian, under the influence of the Holy Spirit of God. Boy, the Lord is controlling him. The Bible says in Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But we need some more Christians that are walking in the Spirit of God, controlled by the Spirit of God. If you are controlled by the Spirit of God, hey, you'd change things. Boy, you give us a church full of Spirit-controlled Christians? Oh, wow. You talk about keeping your light lit, huh? Yeah, boy, that's what we need. The Bible says in Romans 6:13, neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. We need to yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit of God. Need to be under His control, under His. He convicts your heart in a message. Boy, Pastor Ross is preaching his heart out, and the Holy Spirit of God says, hey, that's you, buddy. You need to listen to what he's saying. He's trying to help you. You better pay attention. And he says, during the invitation, you know you ought to go. Holy Spirit says, get down to that altar. Get down there. Get things right. Many times pride will swell up. We don't respond. We quench the Holy Spirit. He tells us to give in that offering. We don't give. He tells us to pass out that tract. We don't pass it out. He prompts us to do something. And we quench him. Say no. Boy, I tell you what. We don't need a church full of Christians that are quenching the Spirit. We need a church full of Christians that are yielding to him. Whatever, Lord, whatever you lead me to do. Hey, I tell you what. You know, that tells me a lot about a church, how sensitive they are to the Spirit of God by how much the altar's used. That tells you a lot. Huh? Man, it ought to be using an altar and responding to the Holy Spirit conviction of God ought to be a way of life, not just a case of emergency.
Amen.
You know, the only time you're down here is praying is whenever your baby's in the hospital about dead and you're saying, oh God! And God says, I almost have to kill one of your kids to get you to use the altar.
That's good, that's right.
It ought to be, our heart should be so tender, so responsive. We just don't want nothing between us and the Lord, and we're just going to stay tuned in. Amen. whatever the Holy Spirit tells us to do, we're just going to do it. I found out a long time ago, when you obey the Holy Spirit of God, even when you think, say, what? You're crazy. You know what? I found out you're just a whole lot better off. Just go ahead and do it. Might not make sense. You might not think you can do it, but you just better obey Him. Don't quench the Spirit of God. So, here we go. I'm going to light my light. I've got to meet my fella. Okay, here we go. All right, yes indeed, I'm growing. Yeah, and the devil comes and he tries to blow out my light. This the light of mine. Sing it. I'm going to let it shine. This the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Well, I won't let Satan blow it out. Well, you know, you start adding things. You know, see, Satan wants to blow it out. Okay? Satan wants you. He'd love for you to give up on prayer. He'd love for you to lose your joy. He'd love for you to have an ungrateful spirit. He'd love for you to resist the Holy Spirit of God. I tell you what, if you do that, well, this church could have its light out. Huh? I don't want mine to go out. Amen. So we got to add to it. Look there, verse number 20. The Bible says, despise not prophesying. Oh, I tell you what, preacher, who you got here, they love preaching. They're your biggest amener. I mean, they're on the edge of the seat. They're nodding their little heads. Hey, they're tuned into the message.
Nathan was before he got married.
Nathan? Oh, is that right? Well, he's kind of gets sidetracked a little bit there. I noticed he was kind of gazing into the eyes of that fair young lady. And okay, all right, there you go. Been distracted. We'll get him back. All right, Brother Nathan. Okay, here you go. Brother Nathan, he's going to represent despise not prophesying. Okay? I mean, what that means is to fall in love with preaching. Don't lightly esteem preaching. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians, in chapter number 1, it says, and in verse number 18, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. It says in verse 21, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Hey, my life, which I made major decisions in my life, boy, at the end of that slide presentation. No. Oh, I was called to preach whenever we had that activity and we was bowling. Whenever I threw that ball and I got all 10 pins down. Oh, the Spirit of God came upon me and No, I made my major decisions in life. I surrendered. I got saved. Hey, I responded to the call to preach after the end of preaching. It's through the preaching of the Word of God. Hey, I'll tell you what, we need to fall in love with preaching. It means do not lowly esteem. It means to magnify. It means to make a big deal of it. It means to say, hey, preacher, boy, that was a good message. I needed that. Hey, preacher, keep the pulpit hot. I had a preacher friend the other day told a story, and he got up behind the pulpit and he just cocked both barrels, and I mean, he let it go. Something was going on in the church and he nipped it in the bud. And I tell you what now, whoo, buddy, no one had any question in their mind what the preacher meant. Okay? They knew what he was saying. Very clear. And the next Sunday, he came to the pulpit and draped across the microphone was all these habaneros and jalapeno hot peppers. And they had taken some paper and made it look like flames and had flames all around the pulpit. Had a little note there and says, hey, preacher, keep the pulpit hot. Oh, buddy. Now, you talk about a preacher coming in. He was wondering, am I going to have a church? He's wondering, is anybody going to like me? Because sometimes preachers, they don't like having to unload and having to, you know, you don't really enjoy whipping your kids. You know, I mean, unless you're not right upstairs, okay? You know, you just don't whip off that belt and say, ha, 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 ha. Woo-hoo-hoo. I'd love to give you whippings. I just cannot wait to tear you up. I love to hear you scream. No. But you know what? Sometimes it's got to be done. Yeah. And
thank God you got a preacher that preaches just like it is. He preaches the truth. He's not going to compromise. Hey, you ought to nod your little head. You ought to get into service. Wave your hanky. Stand up, say amen. Wave your Bible. Boy, you ought to fall in love with preaching and say, hey, Brother Ross, hey, don't cut it short. Man, give it to us. That's all we need. Somebody that's going to say, amen.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, right there. That's a come on up here. Got to fall in love with preaching. And this guy over here, this is what?
Rejoice.
My joy is based on things that are eternal. Number two, I'm going to pray without ceasing. I'm not going to give up on prayer. Number three, I'm going to be thankful in everything. Have the attitude of gratitude in every situation. And number next, I'm going to quench not the spirit. Holy Spirit, control Christian right here. Tuned into him. Fall. You know, you start implementing these things, it's going to give you some strength. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, here you go. Got to tune them in here. Tune them in, all right? Next thing. And the devil comes to put out my light, but I got my light lit. This the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This the light of mine. Yes, indeed. I tell you what, sing it. This the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Well, don't hurt Brother Jonathan. They still need him around here. Yeah, I tell you what, they're holding him back to her. Man, the devil, he's going to have a tough time. Now, you can release him now and take a break there for a minute. We don't want to hurt him. And don't hurt the poor devil. You know, hey, I tell you what. You implement these things in your life, you're going to have a better testimony. Amen. Your light's going to be shining. Huh? Would to God we do that. Let me show you something else, and we'll be done. Right there, and I've been preaching 22 minutes. I got to come in for a landing. Here you go. You ready? Right there. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and look down in verse number 21. The Bible says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Preacher, what's that saying there? It's saying, you know, to prove things and to hold fast that which is good. It means don't be a Christian that is being changed by every new wind of doctrine. Don't be somebody that's just, you know, these guys that says, hey, I tell you what, we can have a bigger crowd if we'll have contemporary services. No, 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 no. No, no. He says, hey, the things that's been proven, tried, and tested don't change, okay? I'm going to hold fast, and we're just the old-time religion. See, preacher's saying, he's telling me about wanting to have an amphitheater out back in the woods. And every once in a while, just have a service out there so we don't forget our roots and where we came from, you know. I like that. That's good. Preacher, who you got? He's going to be the last one to suggest having a contemporary service. Okay? I mean, he's holding fast, buddy. Brother Derek, all right, Brother Derek, come on up here. Yes, indeed. I mean to tell you what, they're not going to change the proven methods, that which has been tried and true. They're not going to be the last one to say, hey, let's try a new version. Hey, let's not do this soul winning. Let's not have confrontational soul winning. Let's just live our lives so people will run to us and say, what must I do to be saved? No, 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 no. You just keep on doing what you're supposed to be doing. Hey, keep on keeping the pulpits hot. You know, every college that's been in existence for over 30 years, with the exception of two, has totally changed their stand on the Word of God, their separation, their standards, their soul winning. It just seems like they get tired of fighting, new leadership comes in, and they go off the tracks. Well, that's one thing. I thank God for Brother Westmoreland down there in Walls, Mississippi, Brother Ron Westmoreland, New Trinity, Tri-State Baptist College. Man, he started, I think, as the year after Hiles Anderson. And boy, he's just gun barrel straight. Just going at it. And of course, Hiles Anderson, been existing over 30 years. I thank God for those schools that's been that alive that long. Praise God for Blessed Hope, 35 years. Amen. Still going. Still going. Amen. Yeah, let me give you one more here. Look there. It says, 1 Thessalonians, verse 22 there. It says, abstain from all appearance of evil. Preacher, this could mean a lot of things. We could take that abstain from all appearance of evil. But I remember Brother House said one time, evil was when you intentionally try to hurt somebody with what you say, using your tongue to hurt somebody. He says, that's evil. Yeah. And you know, that's one of the biggest problems in churches, is people saying things. Huh? Yeah, running their mouth, saying stuff. So, preacher, who would be the last person that would be a complainer, a critic, a gossip, And they're not going to listen to it. In fact, if they start running their mouth about you to them, they could get a knuckle sandwich in the name of Jesus. Okay? Who would that be? They're just not going to listen to it. No? Brother J.R.? Okay, come on up here. All right. He's going to be abstain. I mean, he's going to be say no. Uh-huh. Yeah, right here. Come right over here. All right, there you go. Now, he's going to be abstain. I'm not going to listen to it. Huh? I'm not going to listen. Hey, don't even entertain them whenever they try to run somebody down. Say, hey, wait. You got a problem with the preacher? Hey, let's go talk to him. You and I, let's go talk to him right now.
Amen.
Huh? I tell you what, that'll change things. People start backpedaling. When you want to deal with and say, hey, let's deal with the root of this issue. Your feelings have been hurt. You've been wrong. Maybe you've misunderstood something. Let's go talk to somebody that can do something about it. But I tell you what most people do. They tell everybody that can't do nothing about it. Huh? And stir up a bunch of problems in the church. Oh, I tell you what. You talk about putting out the church's light. You get a bunch of critical folks running their mouths, complaining, fussing about stuff in that new building out there. My soul. Lord knows the kitchen ain't big enough. Oh, I get, you know, you look long enough, you'll find something wrong with anything and everybody. Okay? My goodness. I mean, boy, what a testimony, what a tribute. And thank you all built that, you know, off of the lottery money the preacher won. My goodness. Well, that's... See, now that's going to get spread around. Amen. No, I'm just teasing. I'm just kidding. Some of you are like... Man, how else you think he's got that new Cadillac sitting out there? All right. So here we go. So fellas, come in here a little bit closer. I won't let my light shine. Number one is what?
Rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord. Number two? Pray. Don't ever give up on prayer. Number three?
Pray.
Thankful. Boy, being thankful. Grateful in every situation. Number four? Spirit-controlled Christian. Boy, you're tuned into him. Number five?
Loves preaching.
Let's see. Number six? Prove all things. He's not going to change. We're not going to be some of these contemporary, take Baptist off your name and Bible center, community center. No. And number next, we're going to abstain. Say no to evil. Don't allow any critical spirit. Now watch this. Okay. All right, here we go. And so the devil comes and tries to put out my light. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. Well, he's dead. I don't know if he's married or not, but he can be up here. He's down on the ground. I don't think he's going anywhere. Amen. Oh, he did a good job. Is he okay? Did you hurt him? Okay, no. Let's sing that song. This little light of mine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Thank you, fellas. You can go back to your seats. Give them all a big hand. They did a great job. So I want to tell you tonight, Blessed Old Baptist Church, don't let the devil put your light out. Don't let him do it. In 2008, let your light shine. Coming up for this big day, let it shine. Amen. Boy, have that testimony, that lifestyle that backs up what you say and what you believe in. Amen. And boy, you use it. And may it draw people unto Jesus. May they see the light. May they say, that church has got something that we don't have. Man, I need it. What is it in your life that maybe some of them points kind of hit you, like, ooh, yeah, I've not been responding to the Spirit of God like I ought to. Maybe you've given up on prayer. Maybe you've been a complainer. Maybe you've been thinking about going down the road to the contemporary church. Huh? Hey, most of them folks ain't even saved. I can't tell you how many of them I run across out soul winning, and they tell me the church they go to, and, you know, I ask them if they know they're going to heaven, and they have no idea. It's just a social club, just entertainment center. Well, that's a shame. Huh? Let your light shine. Heavenly Father, thank you for this church. Thank you for Pastor Ross. Thank you, dear God, they're going to have 35 years of letting their light shine. I pray that you'd help them now in the years to come to let their light shine so much the more. And Lord, coming up here now on this 35th anniversary, Lord, they won't have a big Sunday. I pray, dear God, their light would shine. Dear God, I pray that you give them boldness and courage. And Lord, you give them a great day, a great harvest of souls. And may you help us to do everything we can to protect our spirit and our testimony and keep it shining for you. His heads are bowed and eyes are closed. If there's somebody here tonight, you don't know Jesus is your Savior. You don't have the Spirit of God indwelling within you. You don't know for sure you're going to heaven. You can get that settled tonight. Walk down this aisle, grab the preacher by the hand, say, "Preacher, I need to get saved." If you're here tonight and the Holy Spirit's tugged on your heart and spoke to you in any form or fashion, as soon as that first note is hit on the piano, let's find a place to pray and to talk to God. And you might want to come and pray for the big day. You might want to come and pray and say, "God, help me in this area that I need to shore up and to defend myself so I can have a light, a testimony that's going to shine for the Lord, to make him look good." You obey the Lord tonight. Let's all stand together with heads bowed and eyes closed. Heaven the Father, bless now in this invitation. May your will be done. We ask this in your precious name. Amen. As the instruments begin to play, God spoke to your heart. You step out and leave your seat. Come forward. Let's find a place to pray and say, "Oh Lord, help Blessed Old Baptist Church light to shine. Help my light to shine. Help me to have a testimony." Oh, maybe you've given up on prayer tonight. Maybe you've lost your joy. Maybe you've not been grateful. Maybe you've not been yielding to the Spirit of God. Maybe you've been mad at the preacher because something he preached or said. I don't know what it is. Maybe you've been critical or you've listened to some criticism. Oh, nip it in the bud right there. Don't let the devil use you to stir up problems in the church. Let your light shine. You spend as much time as you need praying and talking to the Lord and do business with God. I'm going to let my light shine in 2008. I don't want the devil to have victory. We want to give him a black eye. That's for sure. Maybe you need to come. Maybe you're not a member of a church and you need to join. Maybe you're here and you've never been baptized in deep water by immersion, scripturally. You obey the Lord tonight. Whatever God is calling you to do, you obey him. The preacher will come and he'll take the invitation as he sees fit.